Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. We have already learned that Kiddush HaChodesh depends on the Beis Din clearly stating Mekodesh. We also learned they have to say that by day. However, the Tanna is going to give us two situations where circumstances were such that Beis Din could not say Mekodesh until it got dark. Our Mishnah begins. Ra'u'u Beis Din v'chol Yisrael. The moon appeared in a very obvious way. Bezdin themselves, and many Yidden, as Zokt Ritva, doesn't mean Mamish call everybody, it means like the public saw it. It was no secret. They saw the moon. So you really don't need Edim and go interrogate the Edim, are they saying the truth, or are they not saying the truth? It was very obvious that there was a moon, everyone saw it. So the Mishnah tells us that Bezdin still has to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Yes, it's true they don't need Edim. And the reason they don't need Edom is based on the rule Shloitehe Shemiyah Gedoyle Meiriyah. Hearing from the Edom that they saw a new moon obviously can't be better than the Bezdin themselves seeing that they saw a new moon. But they still have to say Mekodesh. It doesn't happen automatically. If for whatever reason the sun set on the day of the 30th and it's already the night of the 31st and Bezdin did not say Mekodesh, then despite the fact it was such a public display of the moon the night of the 30th, but it's not Rosh Chodesh until the 31st. But if Bezdin did manage to say Mekodesh before it got dark, so Rosh Chodesh is the 30th, and the previous month has only 29 days. It's considered a chaser. So that's one case, where Re'u, Bezdin v'chal Yisrael. Another case is, this is how the Gemara explains it, it wasn't such a public seeing of the moon, but Edom came, and they said they saw it. Nech keru ha'edim. We interrogated the Edom on the 30th day to see if their Edus shtims, if their Edus is emes. But what happened was the interrogation took so long that v'loy hispiku, Bezdin did not have a chance, loymer, to say Mekodesh at shechashecha until it got dark, and it was already the night of the 31st. So when we say v'loy hispiku, they didn't have a chance, we're referring to both cases. Either in the case where it was very obvious there was a moon, Bezdin, and basically everybody saw it, or in this case, of Nech Keruhu Edim, where they had to interrogate the Edim and it took very long. Even though, in both instances, it turned out that L'chayda Rosh Chodesh should have been on day number 30, because L'maisa, we feel the Edim were saying the truth, and in the first case, everyone saw it, but Bezdin didn't say the word Mekodesh. So therefore, Reza Me'ober, the Chodesh is considered a Mole, meaning that the previous month has 30 days. And Rosh Chodesh is day number 31. So the Tanna is really teaching us two chidushim over here. The Tanna is teaching us that even though it was publicized to all of the Yid that the Levana was seen on the night of the 30th, it's like there's no question about it. Everyone knows about it. We still say if Bezdin didn't say Mekodesh, the 30th will not be Rosh Chodesh. In the second case, what's the chidush? I would think that being that Bezdin started the process of interrogating the Yid, even though they didn't finish till at night, so okay, it's like Bezdin was working with this already. So they can finish off saying Mekodesh at night. We find that by Dinei Mominis, if you start paskening by day, you can finish the din at night. So maybe by Kiddush HaChodesh it's also that way. As long as Bezdin was interrogating the Edim and they started the process by day, they could finish off at night. So the Chiddush is absolutely not. By Kiddush HaChodesh, even the Gemar din, even the final pronouncement, that today is Rosh Chodesh, must be by day. And if they couldn't manage by day, too late, then the 30th will not be Rosh Chodesh. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Let's say Bezdin saw the moon themselves. So we already explained, they don't need Edim, because there's a rule, Shalaitei Shemiyah Gedoyle Meiriyah. It can't be that hearing it from Edim is better than seeing it yourself. So Bezdin will be Mekadesh the Chodesh without Hagadas Edis. So suppose Bezdin is going for a walk outside. They're discussing a case, discussing a shaila. They look up and they see the new moon. And this is the day of the 29th. They say Mekodesh, and tomorrow, the 30th, is Rosh Chodesh. But that would only work if they taka saw it by day. What if they only saw it at night? You can't be Mekadesh to Chodesh at night, like we discussed earlier. So here's the problem. If they see it when it's still day and they're Mekadesh to Chodesh, so instead of Edis, we see it. But right now, we don't see it because it's the next morning. Last night we couldn't do it because they saw it too late. So if you don't see it now, we have to then say we need some form of Eidus. Now, it doesn't mean you have to go out and find Eidim. The Bezdin themselves can be the Eidim. The problem is you can't wear two hats. You can't be both the Bezdin and the Eidus. But there's an Eitza. Let's see what our Mishnah says. Ra'uhu Bezdin Bilvad. Bezdin saw the new moon. We don't have Eidim readily available because basically only Bezdin saw it. Unlike in the previous case where everybody saw it. So what do I do now? Again, they saw it at night. They couldn't be Mekadosh the Chodesh at night. They have to wait for tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning already, I need Eidus. So Yamdu Shnayim, two members of the Bezdin, should like stand up as Eidus, V'yidu b'fneim, and they should say Eidus in front of the other members of Bezdin. Now what's going to happen is the Rosh Bezdin is going to hear the Eidus and say Mekodesh, and all the people are going to answer, V'yomru, everyone else is going to answer Mekodesh, Mekodesh. Now this will work very well if you have enough members of Bezdin over here. You can separate two and make them Eidim. But what happens, says the Mishnah, if we have the following case? Re'u shloisha v'hein Bezdin. We only have three members of Bezdin over here. It's the night of the 30th and they see the new moon. They have to wait for tomorrow, as explained, because you cannot be Mekadosh the Chodesh at night. Once it's tomorrow, you have to hear it from Eidim. You can't separate two of them, because then you're only left with one. Then maybe you're going to ask, so why don't we call some other members of Bezdin to do it? So the answer is, as explained, these three happen to be from the Gedolim of the Sanhedrin. And therefore it is fitting for them to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. So what we're going to do is, we're going to do the best thing we can do. Yamdu Ashnai. Out of these three, the two smaller members, or younger members, are going to take off their Bezdin hats, and they're going to put on their Eidim hat. And that leaves us just one, who happens to be the Gadol of the Bezdin. The Yeshivu Mechavreim. And they're going to bring other members of the Sanhedrin, and the other members are going to join the Gadol of the three to become part of the Bezdin. So again, originally we have three members of the Bezdin. They're from the top brass of the Sanhedrin. Two will separate to become Eidim. We're going to call in another two who didn't see the moon. They don't have to see the moon. Bezdin doesn't have to see it. And they're going to sit down to become part of the Bezdin with the Gadol Shebe Bezdin, who Taka did see the moon. Again, Yamdu Ashnayim, the two smaller members of Bezdin will step aside. The Yeshiva Mechavreim, they're going to allow for two other members of the Sanhedrin from their friends to sit down Eitzel Yochanan and become part of a Bezdin of three. The Yeidu and the two members of Bezdin who saw the moon last night will say Eidus Bifnehem in front of them. And again, the Gadol Shebehem will say Mekodesh to start the process. The Yomru and Klal Yisrael is going to answer those that are standing. They're going to answer Mekodesh, Mekodesh. Now, why is this necessary? Why do we have to add two more members over here? After all, by Dine Mamanas, there is a halacha that a Yachid Mumcha, a single person who is an expert, could paskin a shayla. So why can't we just separate the two and say we're saying Eidus in front of the Gadol Shebehem, in front of one member, who happens to be the head of the Sanhedrin? And the answer is, Kiddush HaChodesh is different. She'ein ha'yachid neman al yidei atzmai. We cannot entrust even a yachid mumcha, even the top member of the Bezdin, to be Mekadosh HaChodesh on his own. You need a Bezdin of three. The Gemara learns this from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe and Aaron, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, it has to be that Aaron is with you. But it can't be just Moshe and Aaron, because there's a rule, you can't have an even amount of members of Bezdin. So it must be they added a third. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. The first case was where everyone basically saw the moon. They saw the moon on day number 30 before it became dark. That's how Rashi learns. Then that's when they saw it. There are some Rishayim learned differently, but we learned like Rashi. So Bezdin v'chal Yisrael we learned. You don't need Eidus. They could be Mekadosh HaChodesh right there and then. They see it right now. If, however, they didn't have a chance to be Mekadosh HaChodesh before it got dark, too late. Or for that matter, let's say they started to interrogate the Eidim on the 30th day to see if their Eidus is good. At the end, the Eidus was good, but by the time they finished the interrogation, it was already at night. They could not say Mekodesh until it got dark in both of these cases. We say Hareze Me'uber. The previous Chodesh is a Chodesh Me'uber. That means it's a Chodesh Malay. It has 30 days, and Rosh Chodesh is on day number 31. So the chiddush over here is, number one, even though everybody saw it, it's still not Rosh Chodesh until Bezin says Mekudesh, and they did not have a chance to say Mekudesh until at night, so it's too late. The Chiddush in the second case is, even though Bezin started the process, so I would say maybe it's like Bezin said Mekudesh, they were already interrogating the Edim, after all, by Dini Mamonis we find, you can start by day and finish at night, and the answer is, but not by Kiddush HaChodesh. You have to conclude and say Mekudesh when it's still day, and being that they didn't, Rosh Chodesh is going to be the next day. Then we had two more cases where Bezin themselves, but not other people, unlike in the first case where it was seen to everyone, basically just Bezin saw the moon. So if you have, let's say, the whole Sanhedrin of 70 people seeing the new moon, it's not a problem. Even if they couldn't say Mekudesh at night, the next morning, you just separate two out of the 70, and they are going to assume the role of Edim, and they're going to testify in front of everyone else. And Bezin will say Mekudesh, and everyone will answer Mekudesh, Mekudesh, and it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. But what happens if you only have three members of the Bezin that saw it? And amongst them is the greatest members of the Sanhedrin. So we don't want to go totally to a different Bezin. But if we take off two to be Edim, we're left with only one, and Kiddush HaChodesh has to have three. So what we're going to do is, two are going to assume the role of Edim, and the biggest one, the Gadol Shebezin, he will remain in the role of a Bezin, but we're going to add two other members of the Sanhedrin to join him. So now we have three, and the original two who are part of the Bezin, but now are acting in the role of Edim, they're going to testify in front of these other three, one who Taka saw the moon himself, and the other two that join now. And this new Bezin is going to declare Mekudesh, and everyone's going to answer Mekudesh, Mekudesh.